Kid tested, celebrity approved.
Hey, this is Meatloaf.
Hey, this is Lindsay Lohan.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton.
Hello, this is Lady Gaga.
What up? This is Kesha.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
Hey, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
The Hot Girl and That Guy show starts now.
I did not break the law. Jesus Christ told you that 2,000 years ago.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And the rest of you. It is the Hot Girl and That Guy show. I'm Chad.
I'm Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Chad.
I think Kesha is my favorite from the intro. What up? This is Kesha.
I've got ghost in my vagina.
I got a haunted vagina.
I have a haunted vagina that needs exorcism.
No, I would exercise her vagina any day.
I'm sure you would.
And I'd have fucking glitter coming off me for months.
My God, the show had started out bad.
Yes. Yes.
It started, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, what do you think of, speaking of women like Kesha, what do you think of women who are like growing their arm hairs out?
Like armpit hair or just armpit hair?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not European.
Hold on. I got to let my cat out. Hold on.
Not
my cat, but my cat. Hold on.
Meow.
All right. Nigel decided he wanted to leave the room.
Speaking of growing it out.
I can't keep the door open because he pooped in his cat litter box just as we went on. And the smell was lovely. So yeah, women are doing that again. You know, a whole new I don't even like the feel of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. To each their own, I guess.
I think I went like a week without showering because I was sick or something, and then I had like a little bit of stubble or something, and it drove me nuts. But
yeah,
I mean, is it sexy? You know, if you're with a girl and it's hot out, and they're in like
a tank top
and they lift their arms to like stretch and blah.
Yeah, it's just, it looks like they get buckwheat in a headlock and
it's disgusting.
I don't know, I've never encountered that. I mean, I've known people like that, but I've never dated anyone like that. I mean they better be pretty freaking hot for me to not care, you know.
It's true. God, I forget which stars are doing that now. I don't remember. But, you know, they go through phases. I think Madonna did that for a while,
too. And probably Gwyneth Paltrow, since she's, like, you know, steam cleaning her vagina. And
right? Yes. A little bit of Clorox goes a long way. Mm. The Clorox douchebag. Nice.
Wow. But anyway, now, so that's...
Anyway, I was just curious.
I don't know. Yeah. I've never been in that situation, so I don't know how I would react to that situation.
Yeah, I want my guy's armpits shaved, too. So I want them hairless, completely hairless, all over.
So that's where my shortcoming was.
You had many shortcomings.
No pun intended. Why do I even do the show with you?
I don't know. Because I love you secretly.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. That's why I keep talking to you.
If it was like the zombie apocalypse when we were the only survivors, then maybe I would have a chance. Maybe. If like a bomb was headed for Earth and we were all going to die in 36.
Can we ask Shia what Shia thinks of that?
Yeah. What? It's like the magic eight ball. If
shake a Shia and see what he says. Yeah. Shia, if it was the zombie apocalypse and Chad and I were the only two people in the world, should we
just do it?
Are you sure?
Just do it. Do it.
God, I don't know. I mean, I know it's a dream of Chad's.
Don't
I know.
Let your dreams be dreams.
Wait, did he say don't let wet dreams be wet dreams?
Yeah, don't let your wet dreams be dreams.
Just do it!
Okay, it's enough. I'll think about it.
Yesterday, you said tomorrow.
God, he doesn't give up, does he?
He's persistent. You got to give him that.
Little fucker, isn't yeah. he? I thought of him because Transformers 8 was on. And
9,000.
Right? Yeah. And I don't know. I actually like his voice. He's got a very unique voice. I like his voice. So, but I'm sorry. He's just going to hell. I hope he gets out of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, thanks Shia for the advice.
Yeah. So, I don't know how
I'm
your week went.
Already. Me can too. Stop?
I know. Can we just wrap it up now? Thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
5 minute show. Oh my God. So this weekend, the old man came up.
Oh, I thought about him today because there was a kid that came to the barn and he's never been there before. And he was such a blast. You know, he was washing the horses and the kid's 4 and I'm all, can I help you? And you know, want me to hold this for you? And he goes, I got it. Don't worry, I got it.
Yeah. Worry about yourself.
And then he's, you know, he's the size of the horse's belly. And he's all, Mom, that horse has a big wiener. It was just the way he said it. And then the poor kid is, he was helping clean the hoof of the horse. You know, and when you lift up the back foot of a horse, they usually fart. They just do. And he looks at me and he goes, my dad farts. And his dad was like, oh. So I was
not
wondering about the
girl.
Old man, and I thought, I wonder what the old man would do if he was up at the barn.
Oh, man, I tell you, the first thing he would do, he would try and pick up the damn crazy dog up there.
Yes, he probably would. The damn crazy dog would probably let the old man do it, to be honest. But would he be interested in dirty
Oh,
stuff?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Does he like dirty stuff?
Okay. Yeah. And he and I have gone horseback riding before, so
okay,
and he loved
right.
it. And the only thing he remembers is when we were going uphill, his horse kept farting the whole way up the hill, and the guide, because we were on a little guided like trail tour, and the guide just like, oh, he's just turning on his turbo.
And it's perfect that it happens on a little boy's horse.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You guys love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Girls would be like, ew.
I don't know. Yeah. My daughter laughed her ass off when that happened.
Oh, that's pretty funny. But, so what did the old man do this weekend?
It was definitely a movie heavy weekend.
Oh, that's right.
We went and saw Minions, the Despicable Me prequel. Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm. It was so funny. And then we went and saw Ant-Man.
Oh, okay.
Which was amazing.
Was it?
Comic book geeks. I can say this. That movie was the first one that 3D wasn't a gimmick.
You saw it in 3D?
Yeah, and it made it so... Because there's scenes where this guy goes from... You know, it's Paul Rudd plays the main guy in it. Mm-hmm. He's funny as hell anyway,
Love
but
him.
He goes...
He's so cute. Now, that's somebody I'd have sex with in a... zombie apocalypse.
Well, see, you're not trying to find like the most attractive person to have sex with during this. It's like this is your last chance to have sex before you die. Do you go looking for Paul Rudd and Mike Rowe, or do you fucking you know just settle for whoever's right there at the moment? Is it, you know, it's not, you know, Mr. Bright. It's yeah, you'll do.
Yeah.
But,
did you have a job before the apocalypse? Yes, I did. All right. You'll do.
Yeah, you'll do. Did you have a car? Did you live in your mom's basement? No. Okay.
Good.
You'll do.
Yeah, you'll do.
It was a lot of fun. We did the 3D, and that's awesome though, because the scenes where he shrinks down to the size of an ant. Mm-hmm. Hence the name Ant-Man. When he shrinks, the 3D effects are just amazing. And even Despicable Me had some cool... I mean, it's kind of cheap saying, oh, the fucking animated movie was great in 3D. You know, but there was a scene where it was raining in that. And when it started raining, I like looked around. I was like, holy shit, it's raining in here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but it was like for a split second. But I got to say one thing, though. That, you know, he could give two shits about old man. But for me, I have to tell you, because you're the only one that'll appreciate this, and I'm going to lose all my cool points, and I'm never getting laid again when I say this.
Okay.
Trailers before Ant-Man. Well, one of them, sorry, side note, was Sinister 2 is coming out next month. And when you and I went to the Warner Brothers... tour, we were down in the prop warehouse, and they had like a little bookshelf kind of end table looking thing, and I took a picture of it, but it said on the tag Sinister 2, and I was like, I didn't even know they were making one, but it's coming out in August.
Took a year.
Yeah, almost a year.
Almost a year. That's, you were so excited.
I was. I was like, yeah. Oh shit.
I don't and then even I saw know what the prop was. Do you?
It was like a little bookshelf, like a little end table bookshelf thing. So.
Oh, okay.
But and then I saw the trailer for it and I'm like, yeah, no. No. It looks scary as shit, but no. Not yeah, no. It looks so much like a Paranormal Activity movie. I'm just like, no. No.
Oh, okay.
Can't do it no more. No, but they showed the Star Wars trailer. So I got to see it on a movie screen in 3D.
What?
Yeah.
The trailer was in 3D?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
It's buzzing through the whole thing, and then it goes to the silent screen, and it's Chewie, we're home. Dude, I sobbed. I like out loud, like went.
Oh, you
oh my
did.
God! It just, I've watched that 500 times, and like the first time I was like, you know, got a little teary eyed, but seeing that on a movie screen, it shit got real. Yeah, it's like this is fucking happening again in my lifetime.
I've yet to see that. It's on the Minion one. No, the Ant-Man one.
Ant-Man, because.
Maybe I'll just go see Ant-Man just to see.
I really think you would enjoy it. It's a fun, you know, it's one of those fun summer action movie kind of thing, yeah. But it's got so much humor in it though, because it's Paul Rudd. I mean, it's, you know, it's like, I want you to be the Ant-Man. It's like, great. I got one question. Are you stuck on the name? You know? and it's like he shows his buddies the suit that makes him shrink. And he's like, okay, promise me you're not going to freak out. And he shrinks. You know, he shrinks down and he like runs up and jumps on his friend's shoulder. And he's like, okay, look at your shoulder. And he looks down at him and he freaks out and goes screaming like a girl out of the room.
Well, you know, it's, I don't know. I always thought that Ant-Man was kind of like the saddest character, you know, superhero there could possibly be.
It's so good, though. Oh, it's so good.
Cool.
And, yeah, it's, he plays a, like, career criminal. He doesn't rob people. He burglars them, as he calls it. and he breaks into somebody's house and steals something, and then he decides that he wants to take it back to that house and gets arrested while he's leaving the house from and they're like, they know who he is because he's a career criminal, and he's like, I didn't steal anything. I broke in so I could return something I stole.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's just like, it's got a lot of just little cutesy humor like that. And if you're, you know, if you've seen the different Marvel movies, there's a lot of references to the other Marvel movies, like Avengers 2.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away. People are going to see this movie.
Well, I mean, we spoiled the shit out of Jurassic World, but you didn't care about that. It's because
I haven't seen Ant-Man yet, and I might see it now, remember?
Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, no, it's really good, though. It was a lot of fun. And then we came home and finished out the night watching movies, and it was, you know, God bless sci-fi for shitty movies.
Oh, my God. Yes.
We watched Sharknado 3.
Oh, nice.
Lavalantula.
You actually saw that?
Yeah, oh, I was sat and watched it.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, Lavalantula and Sharktopus. And yeah, Lavalantula, though, you don't watch that because number one, you don't like spiders. Number two, it happens in LA.
Oh, it does? I was totally not gonna
Yeah, huge it. Earthquake and like the, you know, one of the mountain ranges on the side of the valley, a volcano erupts and it starts spewing out these prehistoric giant
that's how they did
tarantulas that spew lava. And and it's just like Sharknado, real hokey and campy, but Ralph Garman's in it, so that's a cat that I knew years and years and years mm-hmm. ago, and he's on K-Rock out there, but he does a lot of stuff with Kevin Smith, so it was cool to see him in a, and it wasn't a bit part, it was a pretty meaty part for him on that, but it was a good time. It was just stupid fun. And then something that I introduced the old man to, oh god, uh-huh. Amazon has it on there for free, but Pinky and the Brain, the old cartoon. Remember Pinky and the Brain?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I watched that, and I was beside myself laughing because it was just so... I thought Bugs Bunny was bad with the adult humor, but the adult humor in that was just... Oh, God, it was so funny. It's just because he always does this, you know, are you pondering what I'm pondering? And the dopey little Pinky always says something just completely out of line there. And only adults would get what he says. Are you pondering what I'm pondering? I think so, but the Rockettes, really? You know, or where are we going to find a duck and a garden hose at this hour? But the one that got me rolling, and I was like texting everybody this because it was so funny that it was one of them gets a job, pretends that he's human and gets a job, and they're like, okay, hand him a piece of paper. It's like, here's our PTO policy, here's our absentee policy. And then he puts this like 3-foot stack of papers on the desk and he's like, and here's our sexual harassment policy.
Oh, wow. Okay, staff. Yes. That's the way it should be. What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. Not funny. But yeah, that was epic. So funny. But yeah, he did his typical old man stuff. You know, talking about family members.
Well, did he turn off the TV and say, okay, I'm ready to go outside now?
No, not at all. Not one bit. I wish. But I can't wait for the next time I see him. It's going to be so awesome because he and my ex and, you know, their family, they're leaving tomorrow to go on a cruise. So I can't wait to hear his stories about the cruise because I'm sure he's going to old man it up on a cruise ship. Yeah. He's going to be right at home there.
Oh, where are they going?
The Bahamas.
Oh, nice.
I know. How would it be?
Lucky.
Lucky duckies. How about you? How was your week? How's the play going?
You know, it's all good. Except the play's going fine. I'm still sweating my ass off on stage. But today the director goes, oh my God, you guys were so good. That was the best you'd ever done it. And that's because someone left the doors open since the morning time. So by the time we got there, it wasn't sweltering. And I told him, yeah, we weren't dying on stage. You know, it's really hard to act when you're really hot.
Yeah. But...
And I'm like smoking hot all the time, but I seem to make
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going good. It's going good.
Good.
At home, though, the spiders are coming out. I have to kill a spider every day.
I love it.
In my house. There was one in my bed that my cat found. Thank God. He found it.
Lava lantula.
You know, laying in bed. It was the glow of the TV that was on. And he's all boing, chasing something around on my bed. And, you know, immediately smashed it and got spider guts. And then today I was doing my laundry. And I'm pulling out laundry clothes, and the spider goes, pew, flying in the air. It was in my laundry basket.
You're like, it's a flying spider.
Now I got tarantulas from the volcano.
Yeah, that's right. You got lava lentula in your house.
Oh, man. It's driving me crazy, though. I can't stand it.
Well, I got a funny bug problem here, and I don't know how they got in, but there were three of them last night. Something you don't have out there. Lightning bugs.
I don't even know what those are.
The little bugs that fly around and their butts light up.
Oh, how cute. Flying.
Yeah. You know, if you ever go to... my headphones just went out. Sorry.
Oh.
I couldn't hear...
Hear yourself think?
I couldn't hear myself talk. It's. Mm-hmm. I feel handicapped, and I definitely wouldn't have been able to hear you. But anyway, no. If you go on to Disneyland, go on Pirates of the Caribbean, they have little faux lightning bugs when you're going past the little swamp thing, the little lights blinking and flipping around. Yeah, I'm looking outside my window right now, and I can see a whole bunch of them outside. But I had three somehow infiltrate my house, and were flying around in the living room last night. We're watching Lava Lantula, and there's three lightning bugs buzzing around in the TV. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Your son's like, this is the coolest day ever.
Oh, no, no. He was trying to catch him and get him outside. So he was, you know. These bugs can't be flying around in the house here. They need to go outside where they belong with their other bugs.
Other bugs.
Yeah. But, yeah, he was not a fan of the old cheesy monster movies, but... All he kept asking me is this real? Yes.
Oh,
absolutely real. So while you're in the Bahamas, think about that. If a tornado comes along, there's sharks in it.
Such a jerk.
Absolutely. Sharknado is real.
Oh, my God.
But.
Poor kid.
What else has been going on?
Mitchu. Nothing. It was a quiet week, man.
So what's this? You're doing auditions tonight?
Yeah, I'm helping with auditions tonight.
So you're running the audition?
Helping. Someone else is running it. But yeah, I'm attached to three theaters at the moment. The one that I'm in a play in currently, then the one that's producing my new play, and I'm also doing props for Nine. I don't know if you remember that movie.
I remember Seven.
Yeah, no, not that movie. and so it's a musical, Nine. So I was doing props, and then they asked me yesterday. I had to clean out a bunker. I had to do bunker diving yesterday. Oh, God, it was so freaking hot. I can't take it, Chad. So, yeah, it's going to be fun, I think. I've never watched a musical audition.
Well, so. I found something I wanted to share with you. Maybe this will help you tonight.
Okay.
Five things never to do at an audition.
Okay, good, good. I need to know these things so that I can judge other people. Okay. I love judging other people.
Okay, number one, or number five, however you want to do this.
Well, which is it?
Well, it's, okay, we'll do this as number five.
Okay.
Okay, number five. Never make a promise you can't keep.
Like, what?
Whether it's promising to be at every rehearsal when you know that you have your sister's wedding coming up.
Sure.
Or saying that you can speak Dutch when you can barely speak English.
No, you're always supposed to get cast and then, you know, say yes to everything.
Yeah, it says everybody fluffs their resumes. It says everybody fluffs their resumes, but you shouldn't lie on it.
Right.
Okay.
I've lied about my weight, my age. Come on.
Number four. Don't bang someone. Self-explanatory?
It does not say that.
It does.
It does?
Yep.
Don't sleep with the casting director.
It says directors and actors who participate in the casting couch should be ashamed of themselves.
What the hell are we doing theater for? Such a old place, man. That's the best part. You always hope that your husband, doing bunny ears right now, is hot. Always. You always hope that. Mm-hmm.
so you can get a little something, something.
Mm-hmm. At least try.
But yours always end up gay.
I know!
They'd pick me over you.
Right now in this one, I got a hot lesbian I get to play with. Nice.
Well, there's hope for you.
No, if she had a penis, then maybe.
But, you know, maybe you could do that scissor thing, whatever that is.
Oh, it's so sad. She's so pretty, too. You'd like her.
Number three. Mm-hmm. Never sabotage another performer.
Again, who is this person? They're taking the fun out of everything.
It tells a little story about somebody that cut a strap on another girl's shoes, so she couldn't do the dance audition.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, or misplacing someone's sheet music.
Right.
Putting Tiger Balm in someone's contact case.
What is Tiger Balm?
That's like Icy Hot, Ben Gay.
Oh, God. that's terrible.
That's brutal.
I mean, I might trip someone as they're walking by, you know. Oh, God, how can that girl dance? She can't even walk. Maybe. But Tiger Balm sounds a little excessive.
Don't wear too much or too little.
But just right.
Yeah. It says, don't show up with your glittered cats unless you're auditioning for Golden Girls, the musical. Don't wear too much makeup or cologne. Also, don't dress like a common hooker. You can dress like a specialty hooker, I guess, but not a common one.
Right. No, a high-paid hooker. Yeah. How else are you going to stand out?
Have some common sense. Have a friend or mother approve your wardrobe choices. Better safe than sorry.
I can't wait to look for all of these.
Yep. And then number one, the one you need to watch out for tonight. Never sing Andrew Lloyd Webber unless requested.
Oh.
Says casting directors have heard his selection sung to death and probably by people who are way more talented than you.
So then should they sing from Wicked or from Frozen instead?
I bet Frozen's going to be like the number one tonight.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's going to be so bizarre. Yeah. I'll let you know.
It says go with something different and less played. Be unique. I was told this advice in 2002 by a very famous casting person. His exact words was, I want to kill myself every time someone sings Memory at an audition. Don't make the casting person want to kill themselves.
Oh, okay. I kind of get that one. Yeah. Show must go on.
So keep those in mind tonight.
I will. That's going to be very interesting. We'll see if I have anything to talk about next week with that.
That's I'm awesome. Sure you will.
I found some stuff. It's the 25 of the best anti-jokes ever. Okay. I'm not going to read all 25 because some of them are a little racist, to be honest. So I'm going to pass some of them. But, you know, these are jokes that don't end up being jokes, I guess. Is that how you describe them?
They're punny.
Are they punny? You're so punny. So, like, here's one. A horse walked into a bar. Several people got up and left as they spotted the potential danger in the situation. So is that punny?
That's kind of punny.
Yo, mama, so fat, she should be concerned because diabetes is a serious problem. Now, this one I don't quite understand, but... Oh, I can't believe I just said that.
I don't get this joke.
How do you confuse a blonde?
Period.
I can't believe I just said that. Paint yourself green and throw forks at her. What does that mean? Am I the only one that doesn't get it?
Yes.
I'm so stupid sometimes. Okay. What's red and smells like blue paint?
I don't know.
Red paint. Now that's when you could tell your son. You could tell your dad.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one. This one's going to start off like a joke. Okay. A gorilla walks into a bar and orders a banana martini.
Yeah.
The bartender thinks this is a little peculiar and then becomes aware he's actually dreaming. He wakes up from his dream and begins to tell his wife about the ridiculous dream he had. His wife just ignores him. The man rolls over and begins to sob because he realizes his marriage is in shambles. It's so sad. See, that one's a racist one. I can't do that. Oh, a man walks into a bar. His alcohol dependency is tearing his family apart. I like my coffee like I like my women. Can you complete this one, Chad?
Full of booze. Hot and full of booze.
Without a penis.
Ground up and in the freezer.
Oh! That's terrible. Oh, my God. An owl and a squirrel are sitting in a tree watching a farmer go by. The owl turns to the squirrel and says nothing because owls can't talk. The owl then eats the squirrel because it's a bird of prey. What's red and bad for your teeth? A brick. Oh, here's another. Yo mama. Yo mama's so ugly that your father no longer finds her attractive, and now their marriage is in trouble.
A lot of marriages in trouble in these.
What's green and has wheels?
A green grass car.
But I lied about the wheels. What do a duck and a bicycle have in common? They both have handlebars, except for the duck. What do a banana and a helicopter have in common?
Ooh, what?
Neither of them are police officers. I don't get it. Oh, okay, what? why isn't Helen Keller a good driver?
I don't know.
Because she's dead.
what has two legs and bleeds a lot?
What?
Half a dog.
No. Why couldn't the dinosaur break through the brick wall?
Because he's dead.
I don't know. I'm asking you the question. okay, this is the last one. Why did the old woman put rainbow roller skates on her walker?
Oh, why?
She has dementia. I don't know. I thought these were about, you know, our caliber. So.
Yeah, our caliber of humor.
So thanks for letting me share. That's awesome. You posted something on our Facebook page, but I didn't get a chance to actually read it, although...
Somebody proved it wrong, so...
Oh, what was it?
A guy in Wyoming was arrested, and they found 30 eyeballs in his anal cavity.
Oh, God. Somebody proved it wrong.
Yeah,
how?
They
test out the theory.
I guess they tested it out. They could only get 15 in there, not 30. So there's no way it could happen.
Baby eyeballs, maybe.
Yeah.
Two
it was babies.
Grow?
Yeah, it was
babies.
Baby.
Have small eyeballs, right?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe like a mouse.
Mouse eyeballs. See, did it say human eyeballs?
No.
See.
See. Yeah. We debunked the debunker.
Thank God. Oh,
hey,
anyway.
You want to hear some text from last night?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I think you sent this one.
Oh, I might.
He was going down on me, and all I could think was how proud of me you'd be.
Was that the dad?
It must have been. Some nights you just end up digging your McDouble out of the trash and eating it. It happens.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, I've never eaten anything out of the trash. Have you?
If it's wrapped up.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I masturbated this morning, which means the best part of my day has already happened. I mean, this is a good one. I mean, it was a fun hookup, and he was cute and whatnot, but he didn't go down on me. Plus, he's a Republican. I don't know why, but those things feel like they go hand in hand.
Very, very giving, or is that a Democrat?
I don't know.
Are Republicans uptight?
I guess. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's that was her problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one's,
I don't know. Going down on a stranger is
this is this one's in all caps.
Oh, okay. This is serious.
Ooh, fuck. Gross. God damn it. I went downstairs. My goddamn brother was fingering some girl on the floor. Doesn't he know he fucking lives with people?
Oh, that's horrible. I remember when I was in grade school and there was this creepy kid. I can't remember his name. It was like Craig or something. Grade school. No, junior high. And so Craig in junior high. He was telling me a story about this, you know, I guess in school you guys are trying to, you know, pretend that you've had all this luck with women. And he was telling me about, and he used the term finger bang. Remember that term?
Yeah.
It's a nice term. Yeah. That's a lovely term.
Yeah.
Some girl in the library, and he was telling me that she was as you know, hairy as a gorilla down there.
Oh, God.
And I'm like thinking, she's junior high. Are we supposed to shave? I mean, I didn't even know that in junior high. But yeah. Remember that term? Finger bang?
Yeah.
Nice.
This one goes into the jokes that you just told me.
Mm.
That was either the most profound and meaningful thing I've ever heard, or someone got high before noon again. On your day off, do you want to get wine drunk and take a few episodes of Jerry Springer way too seriously with me?
That sounds like a fun afternoon. I don't think Jerry's even on anymore.
I know, it's sad.
Yeah.
Tent sex on an air mattress requires balance and flexibility, not for the faint of heart.
Oh, yeah. Tent sex without the air mattress is a little tough. There's always a rock in your back, you know?
Exactly. And this, I think, this is the last one. I think this should be our next t-shirt.
Okay.
I mean, it could have been worse. I could have been sober.
So did you ever get like really, really drunk and just have sex with a girl that you never would have had sex with because if you were sober?
Yes.
Oh.
Confessions. True confessions.
True confessions.
But it's been a while.
Oh.
Been a while.
Boy, you really added a lot of oomph to that one.
Yeah. I've been saving up for that one.
Interesting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Scan BC.
I have yet to be drunk enough yet to do something like that. Yeah. I've had dreams about people in that way that I would never have sex with.
I've had dreams about you too.
And then you know, and then you see them and you kind of go, "Oh, shit."
Oh, shit. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a dream about a married man just recently and I don't know even why he popped in my head. To be honest, it was bizarre. And he ended up having really bad breath in my dream, and I don't know why. He doesn't in real life.
He smells pretty.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That's
yeah.
The only thing I got going for me.
What?
I smell good.
Oh, do you? Good.
That's the one thing I always hear a lot of.
Even as a smoker? You smell okay?
He smells good.
Oh, yes. Your cologne does smell nice.
He smells good. All right, Scan BC.
Wait, you remember the place where you stayed when you came to visit and it smelled like someone
had a perm.
A perm in your bathroom.
And it was like lingering from the 80s, you know? Cuz nobody does perms anymore.
Unless, you know, they just murdered someone and they're trying to change their identity.
Yeah. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Oh, that's awesome. I'm okay, like, I don't Scan know what. BC.
Scan BC. They're good ones tonight. Scan BC Delta. I guess that's a town.
Okay.
Delta crews are responding for reports of a naked person up a tree.
Oh.
Having a bad reaction to drugs.
Ooh, yeah.
Why else would you be naked in up a tree?
You're kitty, kitty, kitty. Well, I don't know. We don't know Delta very well. There's not a lot of calls for Delta, so this could be a normal occurrence.
I fucking want to move to Canada. I'm sorry. If this is as bad as it gets, you know, we got fucking people shooting each other in the streets. Cops are shooting people. And it's like, you go to Canada and they got naked people tripping balls that are fucking up in trees. Yeah.
No, at least the neighbors can get together and have a bonfire and just wait for him to come down, you know.
And while he was up there, there was an owl and a squirrel.
And then the owl goes, get the worm.
Yeah. Get the worm.
And the squirrel goes, I'll get the nuts.
Get the worm. I'll get the nuts. Get and the then nuts. They just kind of look at each other.
Just do it!
Thank you, Shia. Thank you.
Now, I don't know how fancy your new car is.
Very fancy.
But take heed.
Okay.
Burnaby.
Ooh! Burnaby.
I was cracking up because our crush, Stephen Amell.
Mm-hmm. I like that you said our.
Yeah. Mr. Green Arrow, excuse me. Yes. He has been posting some workout videos.
Oh.
Getting ready for season 4 on his Facebook page. And he's at a gym in Burnaby.
He is?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Because they filmed the show in Vancouver and he's from Vancouver. So he's in Burnaby working out. So it's pretty cool. Burnaby, RCMP.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Are responding for reports of a carjacking. Not funny.
Okay. That's serious. Yeah.
Suspect can't figure out how to start the vehicle.
Yeah, so it's one of those trick cars.
Yeah
it probably has a button.
Yeah, or, like a button. He's looking for the keys.
It's an old car where you actually have to put the key in and turn it. So how is it a car jacking if the car isn't running?
Yeah, how are you stealing a car if you can't get it started? I guess he
right
didn't.
If you can't get it stolen, how is it a car jacking? It's more of a visit.
Maybe he was just detailing it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking of buying a vehicle like this. I just wanted to see the interior. I mean, yeah.
Vancouver. Police.
I think that's funny, though, that's in the notice that he can't get it started. Yeah, so basically, guys, take your time, but do get there at some point.
Yeah. Could you get there? Because he is trying to steal the car, but he can't get it started. Come on, Sarge. <You
know. laughs> God damn it. All right. Can we stop by 7-Eleven first and get us?
We got to go buy Tim Hortons. Mm-hmm. Get us a double double.
I want to see that Stephen Amell guy work out real fast.
Yeah. Can we swing by the gym there in Burnaby?
In Burnaby?
Here's Stephen Amell's there. Good looking guy he is.
Yeah.
Hey. Vancouver police are responding for reports of a male throwing empty bottles at people.
Oh, good, empty.
Yeah. I mean, obviously he's not throwing full ones.
He drinks them first.
And maybe he just doesn't want them. Maybe he's not throwing them at the people. He's just getting rid of them.
Recycling.
He's recycling by throwing them.
That hurt, though. You know, if you got hit with a bottle... Ow. I wonder if they're less apt to break if they are full versus if they're not. Like, if you threw a full bottle at somebody, maybe it wouldn't break. I'm overthinking it, probably. Maybe,
probably. Okay, stop being blonde. Ugh. Transit police are responding to Royal Oak SkyTrain station for a female that has jumped on the tracks and is running toward Edmonds. She got tired of waiting. Fuck this shit.
Well, I mean, that might be the only way she knows how to get to Edmonds, too. Maybe she missed the train and was like, well, I know it goes this way. Oh, God.
Vancouver police searching for a person that stole $150 worth of booze from a liquor store.
That's a lot of booze.
That's very specific, too.
You're right. 150.
150.
We'll just round it up.
Yeah. Did they round it up?
Or down.
Or down.
How much booze was it? Approximately 150. Okay.
Good enough.
Good enough. That'll do, pig.
Surrey.
Surrey!
Surrey crews are on the scene of a residence after a person was impaled by a garden gnome.
Oh!
Now, did they fall onto the garden gnome, or did the garden gnome rise up out of the garden and fucking stab him with something?
Did not say where he was impaled.
No.
Right?
Yeah, but if it's that, it's way beyond I slip getting out of the shower.
Right. But you did just recently read our post about the eyeball guy?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what happened.
Maybe.
Because how do you... this must be the pointy hat, I guess.
I guess.
Or are there gnomes that hold pitchforks? I don't actually know.
Yeah, maybe he's got a little, you know, shank and he's just...
Thank God it wasn't one of
those. I ain't sitting in this fucking garden anymore. I want to travel like my friend from the Travelocity commercials.
I think that was
Canada's not all it's cracked up to be.
Sat on him.
Yeah.
I think that's a polite way of saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and this one's scary as shit. Okay. Vancouver. Police are searching for a male on rollerblades who threatened staff at the Wind Mobile store with a large sword.
Whoa, God.
He's got a sword on rollerblades.
On rollerblades.
This guy fucking around.
Wow. Can you imagine? That's like those people in Walmart, you know? You're the weird people in Walmart. Oh, my God.
I just want to see a guy with a damn sword on rollerblades. I need that in my life.
Oh, my God. That's such a great visual, isn't it?
In boxers.
Now if he was naked. But no, with one of those, like, you know, those elephant G-strings for guys.
With a trunk. And he's walking around going.
Skating around. The little trunk is swinging from side to side. And if he had a boombox on the other arm and a sword in the other.
Holy shit. That would be great.
It's roller blades anymore. Aren't roller skates back in?
I don't know. That's like, that's taken like roller derby to a whole new level.
Yeah.
The police are looking for him. The police are looking for him because he's in Canada and he's not wearing ice skates.
Right. And not carrying a hockey stick.
Come here, poser.
Poser. They take his skates off, put ice skates on, hand him a hockey stick. That's better. On your way.
Carry on.
Carry on.
Oh, my God. Well, that about wraps it up, and I hate to end on somewhat of a downer, but I just want to give a shout out to Christina Coy. She's having a little bit of a rough time right now, so.
But she is getting through it.
Yes, she is, as always.
Pretty amazing, but I will admit that Facebook post scared me from her mom.
Yeah,
we don't like to see that, Christina. So knock that shit off, okay?
Knock that shit off. And so
we love you, girl.
Yeah, we love you, girl, and we'd love to have you on again.
Yes.
So while Kim's here, maybe even.
Yes.
But I figure she likes when the crazy Canucks are up there swinging around different weapons. So I figured a guy on rollerblades and a sword. If that doesn't make your day, nothing will.
That's for you, Christina, because we love you.
That's right. All right. So go fucking audition people or whatever you're doing.
I will. It's going to be
fun. Are you going to drag people onto the casting couch?
If they're cute.
And be like, hey, you really want this part?
Come here. Come into my car.
Come here. Let me.
I don't know. I don't know if Shia would approve of that, though.
Let me call up. Let me call up Chad. Let him do the creepy, sexy voice for you. We'll get you in the mood here.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Just walk up to a guy and it's like, hey, you really want this part? How would you like to have sex in the car with a Z-list celebrity?
Z-list. That's awesome.
That's what we is.
Yes, it is. I love it. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says Z-list celebrity.
I don't know. I saw one the other day that I want to get really bad. It just says braless on it.
It says what?
It says braless. I think it would be great if I walked
through. You want to get it?
Yeah. I want to wear a shirt that says braless. It's that. And then I saw another one the other day that was... I would wear it. That's what's fucked up is I would wear this. I got my death hag shirt on today, by the way. I went and had a nice dinner at the nice fancy restaurant here wearing my fucking death hag shirt.
Nice.
But, no, I saw this shirt and I just giggled uncontrollably when I saw it. It's like, it said, I'd rather be snorting cocaine off a hooker's ass.
Oh my God.
I've never done that before.
Right? The cocaine or the hooker part?
Both, but I'll tell you what.
You didn't sound too sure about it.
You know,
that.
Both, but I'm telling you, it sounds like a good time, right?
Does it? I don't know. Hookers are dirty.
Well, yeah, so is cocaine. But get all high up, you won't care. And then you end up naked in a
like
tree.
Like a cheerleader's ass or something. I mean,
no, because then I could go to jail for that. Well, more okay. So than the hooker.
I'm thinking more like the Lakers cheerleaders, but not the high school cheerleaders.
Well, see now, what does that say about me that that's right where I went? Right?
Oh, the old man would be so disappointed if he heard these.
What? My dad was talking about snorting cocaine off a hooker's ass. And the broad that he does the show with was talking. What?
I like it. Now keep going.
The broad that he was doing the show with said something about cheerleaders and my old man,
all pervy,
you know, starts talking about high school cheerleaders and.
You're such a guy.
He's such a guy. That broad says that he's such a guy because he's he's thinking about the high school. When I was in Korea, we had our fair share of night walkers, if you will. The
ladies of the night.
Ladies of the night. That's right. Thank you. I don't know why this broad's still talking to me, but you know. And that
in Korea.
The what? Well, I don't know what she's laughing about now. This is a serious business here.
When I was in Korea.
You know, when I was now when you laugh at my service to this great country. You're spitting in the face of every serviceman and woman.
I'd love to sit on the face of every serviceman.
And woman.
No, wait, careful, because I'm going to get a lot of women now on Skype. A lot of female service women. Oh, my stomach hurts now.
Well, that's probably from sitting on some strange face, and you're
again another reason why I don't share these podcasts on my Facebook page.
She's talking about sitting on people's faces and won't share the show, and wonders why we're sitting at the low numbers that we sit at.
Because my friends don't need to know this.
You know, my when my wife passed away, you know, it was a tragic accident. We were at the San Diego County Fair, the one down in what
San
is that?
Diego?
No, in God damn it, let me talk. The one that's down there in the Del Mar. Is that what it's called? The Del Mar? Anyway, we were at the Del Mar Fair, and she fell. She fell from the Ferris wheel. And hit every car on the way down. And don't get me talking about that genie son-in-law I got.
Boy, your son is going to have quite the life when he grows up.
That's I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't realize we were at war with Korea again.
No, that war's been over for many years, ma'am. You should pick up a newspaper.
I should.
And maybe read it once in a while. Other than just using it to line your cat box. You know, maybe, you know, or for the droppings when you're doing your nails.
It's disgusting. All right, I'm done.
Me too. I'm
I can't do any more. That was really fucking funny. Your son was quite chatty tonight.
That is genie people here. You know, I remember this one time when we were in Korea, and I think the Korea is what makes it funny. Now,
I like how you point out what's funny about your own skit.
I'll tell you the funniest thing ever was that voice.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that voice for years. And one night at the hospital, I had a patient who, when he talked, he had that exact voice.
He was
no good because... because he was in Korea and he was telling me the stories. But the best part was, and I am not even exaggerating this story, I will tell you exactly what this guy said and then we can wrap it up because I know you got to go audition people. This old man, he had slipped on the ice and broke his hip, and he needed to go get some more pictures taken. And I went to pick him up and take him down there. Well, right across the hall from him was another room you could see in from his room. And it was an Oriental family in there. And the following things I say in this old man voice is exactly what this guy said to me. I was like,
okay
we're going to take you over for some more pictures. Are you taking me over to the x-ray place? I was like, yeah, we're going to take you over there. Oh, thank Christ. And as we're rolling down, he says, I had to get out of that room. I had the Chinaman across the way that was staring at me. I was in Korea, and that guy was staring at me because I probably killed his grandfather.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. Oh, well, that's crazy.
That, the Chinaman's staring at me because I killed his grandfather. I was no good. Oh, my God. It was funniest shit ever.
Oh, my God. Was he serious or was he
he was serious as a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Funniest shit ever.
That is insane. Okay.
All right, we're done.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yep. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
We'll be back next week.
If you're lucky.
No, we will be. We have to be.
We do?
We have to be.
Is it next week?
Next week. Our 75th episode.
Woo, woo. We may have to go a little later.
Maybe.
Because, start later. Because it's closing night.
Closing time.
Yeah. Closing night for my show. We have to tear down the set, and I'm sure everybody's going to want to get food after.
I'm sure.
So
you didn't want to do next week. Well, I mean, even if we do it in 2 weeks, it's still our 75th.
It's still our 75th show. So yeah, we'll see about next week. We'll play it by ear.
So much for fucking episode 100 happening in December on our anniversary, but that's okay.
Oh, no.
No, that's fine.
We can figure it out.
Nope, we're fine.
Do a morning show.
Do a morning show. We can do them during the week, too, sister.
Yes, that's right.
By the way, spoilers, we can do them during the week, mm-hmm. except for Tuesdays.
Okay.
By the way, I went and played Tuesday night trivia, mm-hmm. and my team no-showed, and I came in third place out of seven. That's pretty goddamn good.
Woohoo! Good for you.
Playing with myself.
Oh.
Brum, bum, bum. All right.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, nice. Bye. So, such boy humor here. Yeah. All right. We'll talk to everybody next week. Have a good one.
Bye.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Hot Girl and That Guy Show. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was recorded in front of a live internet audience. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was produced by Dick Cabeza and presented by PodcastAddict.com. Visit Chad and Kimberly online at HotGirlThatGuy.com. Also visit their Facebook page, Facebook.com/Hot Girl, That Guy.